budget, thank you, Mr. Del Rosa and Ms. Babbitt. Thank you.
Item number four is on legislative matters, and it's a report back from Corporation Counsel and Intergovernmental Relations on the implications of Milwaukee County regarding the concealed carry legislation. It is also informational.
Mr. Jorgensen, you can introduce yourself a minute, and I know it's 35 pages. You did, I read this, this is a pretty good summary. Maybe you could, I think it can be summarized in maybe just a couple minutes, and I hope you can do that for us. So introduce yourself and do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is John Jorgensen. I'm an assistant corporation counsel. This little project was assigned to me. It came with a fairly general chart to try and summarize the impacts of what's been described as the concealed carry legislation on Milwaukee County. As I indicated, it's pretty long. It affects a lot of the various statutes that are scattered throughout the statute books governing the carrying of weapons, both concealed and not. What it does is it changes the longstanding blanket prohibition on the carrying of concealed weapons, not to the dramatic extent that was initially proposed. There is now will be a regimen of licensing and training. We have yet to see exactly what that's going to be because that'll have to abide the development of rules by the Department of Justice that's charged with administering this. But we will move from a system of no concealed carry at all to a system under which persons who are properly licensed and credentialed will be able to carry concealed weapons. That has an impact specifically on county buildings. There was previously a blanket prohibition against the carrying of weapons, concealed or not, in any building owned by the government, the state or any political subdivision of the state, a term that includes municipalities and counties. That will now be changed so that it does not affect those persons who are properly licensed in credentials, except that there are certain buildings where weapons will still be prohibited. Some of those are the more obvious county buildings, the courthouse, which I assume would include both this courthouse as well as the Children's Court Center, the Sheriff's Department, the jail, the House of Correction, and so on. It will.
And airports,
You can't go past security. You obviously could then get that far unless other actions are taken, which will be described as I go on. The law does permit owners of buildings, including governments, to prohibit the carrying of weapons, presumably either concealed or not, under the aegis of the trespassing law. A building owner will be able to post the buildings in conformity with the signage requirements that are described in the law to prohibit persons from carrying weapons into those particular buildings. So we would be able to, I think, as a matter of policy or as a matter of individual departmental policy, decide to prohibit weapons in any or all of our county buildings.
I'm sorry, I need to interrupt and ask a question because it's an attorney question, I think.
Yeah.
I apologize to everybody else to be quick. But what I read quickly there was that, yes, you can post.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you post, you're losing your liability or not. I mean, this was the committee. It didn't seem to make sense to me. So if
right.
You don't post, you have no liability. If you post, you do have liability.
That assumes that liability existed beforehand. There are specific, as you noted, immunity provisions available to owners who decline to post, as I've indicated, as well as employers who decline to exercise the power that the law gives them to prohibit their employees from carrying on the job. There are no parallel immunity provisions for building owners or employers who take the opposite course and decide that they will exercise that authority and prohibit the carrying of firearms either in their buildings or in their workplaces. However, as I indicated for the county, I think that shouldn't really be a policy driver for us because it's hard to imagine what kind of liability we would be buying by saying, no, don't bring your guns in here. And the other thing is, and a more legal answer, is that we still have, and unaffected by all of this, we still have governmental immunity generally under 89380, which basically immunizes us from liability for discretionarily policy decisions such as the county board would typically make.
Okay.
So we can't be found liable. No one could sue us and say the county is liable because the county board made a policy decision that we were going to adopt an ordinance or a resolution saying no pistolas in county buildings or no pistolas by county employees except as accepted under the law.
I'm sorry, but on the other hand, we have no way we can do anything as a county board to say you
Right.
We have no way of saying that.
That's my understanding of the law, and that seems to be the general interpretation of it, and quite deliberately so, because of the differential treatment between buildings and land, and also the differential treatment between private owners of land and public and governmental owners of land, that we seem to be specifically excluded from the ability to post open land as opposed to buildings. So there you have it. And we do have the lingering problem which existed prior to the enactment of this law, where we did have agitation from the gun enthusiast community planning to have open carry events, you know, in the parks and so on. And I think our ability to counteract that will be eroded by provisions of this law, for instance, that eliminate the prohibition on carrying a loaded concealed handgun in state parks. We had relied on some of those state park regulations as state law analogs to our no guns in the parks ordinance. And also there's expressions throughout the law kind of favoring the notion of being able to carry unconcealed weapons so long as you're not committing some other obvious violation of the law. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for those staying. Appreciate it.